Hello, this is Joe Tomlin. I'm at the San Francisco Fringe talking with a performer. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Kathleen Denny, and I'm here at the Fringe with my one-woman show called Tolerance.
And have you done other one-woman shows, or have you performed in plays?
I had a previous show. It was called Nice Is Not What We Do. And I toured throughout North America with that one.
And were you always a performer?
Oh, no. I actually was a union machinist and aircraft mechanic for over 20 years.
And that is a little about the show that you're doing here. Could you tell us the title?
Well, the title is Tolerance. ! And tolerance has so many meanings. I think we are all familiar with the idea that there's broad-mindedness and there's how much can you put up with. But a standing metaphor in my show is that machinists work within engineering tolerance. And that is the acceptable limits of variation for a given part, which you go outside those limits, the part will fail. And I think it's a very telling metaphor about simply the lives that women live on the job.
And how did you begin writing this? What was the impetus?
Well, it was a striking incident and fight in my life. I found that people kept surprising me, and I had to solve one dilemma after another. I think a lot about this show will resonate, particularly with women on the job, but I'm finding that men find a lot that they think about as well. I try to do it with humor, but I was struck by, in this last winter, with all the Me Too stories coming out, I was struck by two things. One was that almost every story, the women felt alone and that they felt powerless. And while I found many things that I related to in these situations, I never felt powerless and I never felt alone. I had problems that I had to solve, and I looked for people who would be part of the solution. And I thought that this story was an important contribution to this ongoing discussion, which I think is fabulous. I'm very, very happy to have these frank discussions about the situations that women, who are so much part of the workplace, nonetheless still face.
And are you in contact with any of the people who are characters in your story?
A few of them, yes. And I'm hoping some of them might show up at one point. I did have a former coworker. I did a large excerpt of this here at the Exit in June, part of the festival Yes to Everything. And one former coworker, somebody who still works in that very machine shop, brought six people, and we had a wonderful discussion. We had lunch together a week afterward, and it was just the way in which people sort things out. It's never ending how interesting it is what people remember and what they don't, and the impressions of different people. He actually succeeded in identifying a number of them. So,
do you think things have changed in that machine shop?
That I can't really answer. In fact, I moved on to another part of the company 4 years after that happened. But I, in fact, wrote up these events not long after they happened. And about 10 years later, I wrote it up as a kind of nonfiction story. And the development of this show has been easier than some others, and that's because it mainly mattered what it mainly involved was translating something that had been written on the page to stage. But the outlines of the story itself basically already existed.
Do you have people coming up to talk to you after the show? If so, what are their reactions?
Well, I always do. And in June, a young woman, there were a few women who were laughing and gasping with recognition, and it turns out one of them had been an electrician. One young woman told me that her grandmother had been a, you know, war production worker during World War II in industries that you don't really think so much, you know, electronics and chemicals, electronics, but they were doing war production. Rosie the Riveter is an ongoing theme throughout the show, as makes sense. One young fellow told me that, you know, Fringe is fun. It's really a lot of fun, but, you know, you don't always see things that have much content. And that was lovely to hear as well. I think this show has some staying power with people, and that's what I hope.
What about your performance background? Because you are a fluid storyteller, and you use your body with different mime actions and gestures. Did that come naturally, or did you have someone work with you or any training?
I don't have a theatrical background at all. What I have is a story that I think is powerful and that I want to tell. I have really benefited from particularly Jill Weiss. She is a physical theater person, and she has a couple successful shows of her own. But she is very effective in helping me translate parts of the story into physical actions. And I found that, well, just tremendously helpful, invaluable.
After this run at the San Francisco Fringe, do you have plans or hopes that the piece will go somewhere else?
Well, I do, but at this point I don't have plans. I'm still thinking that out, and I would be very happy to hear from anyone who's interested in finding more audience and hearing.
Do you find that now that you've done it a couple of times and a lot of rehearsal coming up to the Fringe, do you find that the show has evolved a little bit or changed a little bit?
Oh, it keeps changing. It keeps changing. And I have to say, I did some significant changes 1 week before the Fringe, and I'm very happy that I did them. They add a lot of emotional depth. And they work very well. But yes, it's a constantly evolving process.
Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for supporting The Fringe.